Welcome to the podcast, and it's from the pal.
The band is mine.
It's from the pal.
It is.
Love it or hate it, we debate it.
We do.
It being movies.
Yeah.
And today,
we're not talking about School of Rock, weirdly. It feels like we should be,
yeah.
But we're talking about a better movie, in everyone's opinion.
A Minecraft movie.
A Minecraft
2025.
Movie.
2025. PG.
It is called R.
Ah.
They specifically were like, we don't want to like lock anything in.
I thought it was the Minecraft movie.
A Minecraft movie.
I apologize.
Because then they can just do B, C, D.
Oh, God, yeah. They're giving themselves sequels already.
Yeah.
As they should.
A Minecraft spin-off.
Yeah.
Okay, my name's Frank.
My name's Marcus.
My name's Tom.
And we rate films out of 11 on this pod, and Tom has a reason.
Yeah, I do.
Because 11 is obscure. Normally it's 10.
Straight into it. Don't preface it. Just say it.
No, but I have them. I have them in my head, and then I forget that that's going to happen sometimes.
No, you don't.
Delay the time. Delay the time for 11. Oh, I remember.
You're making it up.
No, I remember. If 9 more stabbings happen at screenings of this movie, that will be 11 stabbings.
Yeah,
and that's not. I guess that's still 9 that needs to happen. But it's weird that 2 stabbings have happened at screenings of a Minecraft movie in the United States in Rhode Island. I think it happened.
Was it people stabbing themselves?
Trying to get out. Yeah. No, a few teenagers followed some adults to the parking lot at a Rhode Island screening of this after they were told to please be quiet during screening, and they stabbed 2 of them.
This is horrible.
Because imagine going to like juvie and be like, yeah, what are you in for? I was at Minecraft movie. I had to stab some people.
They
yelled out chicken jockey.
Before we go into who liked it and shout your name, etc., this movie is making meme waves everywhere.
Arguably more of a cultural force than a financial one at this point, because it's dropped off a little in the months. It's at about 830, 840 internationally, and it was a huge behemoth on its first weekend. It made like 150 million, 160 million its first weekend, and it's dropped pretty considerably.
I mean, I'd argue though that it went from 0 to 100 and it's going quickly back to 0 again, because I'm not seeing a lot about it now.
We will get into that.
All right, shout your name if you like this film.
Fairly predictable.
Frank?
Maybe even more predictable.
I didn't think I was going to do it, but then you guys are so negative. I'm like, well, I'm going to go to bat for it.
Do you want to be last in the rating?
I already feel like I am.
3 Yeah, a soft 3, by the way.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Jesus Christ.
Superstar.
Accurate.
Title of your Minecraft sex tape. I am a 5.5.
Whoa, okay. That's not bad at all.
Higher than I expected.
Yeah.
We watched this together.
Well, yeah. I thought I was a 5.5 as well, so I don't know what to do. 5.5? But I had a good time.
I don't.
It's not a good movie. Here's the thing: it's not a good movie. But is it fun?
My first note's like, I don't know how to feel.
Oh gosh. There's a lot of feelings.
I was just really bored. Like, and I have more to say, but because you guys liked it, I will say.
No. Please don't put me in the category.
You just heard 3.
But my thing is like, if you guys had something to suggest enjoyment. A majority of the time during this movie, I was like, this will be over soon and that'll be good. Like,
okay,
that was my entire thing.
You really dislike
it. I feel like I'm going to be justified.
There are so many reasons to dislike this movie. The casting is such a dumbbell operation. You got such heavy hitters on one end, nothing in the middle, and then heavy on the woeful. I don't want to be too rude about him because he's just a boy. But that main kid...
I would say
it's his first role.
I just want to know
something.
Yeah,
Sebastian Hansen.
Yes.
You know what? He should retire.
I didn't even like this movie. Well, it's an early role for him. I don't blame the young boy actor for this. Like, I don't think any of my issues come down.
It's not his fault. He's not good.
Let's slow down.
Okay, sorry.
Let's slow down. You've made a very good point. The casting was. It's not great. It's all over the fucking place. I don't know. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for the conversation as to, one, the direction of this film. They've used the director from Napoleon Dynamite.
Jared Hess.
Outrageous choice.
I mean, I love Napoleon Dynamite, but it is a very niche style of comedy. And,
strange.
To jump from that to the Minecraft movie, to me, just it's illogical. But it doesn't make any sense.
But for a while there, everything kind of became Napoleon Dynamite. The point of that movie was that it was so odd and
it was like anti-humor,
random, to use the nomenclature of the time, that it kind of became mainstream comedy to be like, your mom goes to college.
Yeah.
Like,
to say things that are non sequiturs, to say things that are so left of field that people go, that's funny because
somewhat
it's
somewhat memeable before memes were around.
The cool kids at school were quoting that movie. And I remember watching it with who I thought were like, we're kind of weird. And I was like, oh, everyone's seen that movie and everyone makes jokes about it. Yeah. So it makes sense that he then became the guy who, and then Nacho Libre, which
I don't know, build their cake or something.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
But he hasn't done that much.
No.
No, he's done a lot of movies that I think exist in the shadow realm, but not in our world.
On the dark web.
Truly, I've just looked at titles. I'm like, well, that's not real. That's a made up movie. Like the
Masterminds. Have you seen Masterminds? Kristen Wiig, Zach Galifianakis, Kate McKinnon, and someone else. No,
it's got Jason Sudeikis.
It's
a handful of supporters who are like, this is weirdly kind of offbeat and fun.
Well, it's four great comedy actors of our generation. Mm. They don't do a good job in it.
All right.
It's not. No.
Anyway, the casting's odd. Jared Hess, I think, is a weird choice for director.
Yeah.
Then it goes to like, okay, Frank, you're not really a gamer. Let's put it there. You're not a gamer.
Pardon me.
I was being generous. No, Frank, you're not a gamer.
I know a lot about Super Mario 3.
But Frank, you're not a gamer. By definition, you get annoyed
gamer,
when we talk about
it. Gamer, I hardly know her.
Okay. Tom, you are. Tom, you are. I am as well.
Yeah.
Tom, although in saying that, you haven't really had much time with Minecraft as a
I think I've had the most time with Minecraft out of the three of us.
That's a fat lie.
Name your hours.
Don't do this, guys.
I'm not doing this.
Please.
I'm not doing this.
I'd rather you like just whip them out right now than talk about your hours on Minecraft.
I'm a soft three.
Good callback. I like
in terms of hours on Minecraft.
Marcus, I told you when we went to see this, we went and saw this at IMAX together, that one of the only hours I've ever spent playing Minecraft was with you 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I came to your house and you were like, you want to play Minecraft? I was like, oh, you know, I've never really played it. And then you had an allergic reaction and your face swelled up so bad, you were like, you have to take me to hospital right now.
I went to hospital.
And that's how that night ended for
us. And that's the same when you watch this movie.
Memories.
That's the same thing. I just turned to him and he's just swelling up.
Oh my God, Jason
like,
Momoa.
I'm having a reaction.
This movie gave me hives.
Jason Momoa was trying to riff.
So I feel pretty well versed in Minecraft. So to me, I think 5.5 is easy to justify because I sat and watched this with Tom. Again, I watched Deadpool and Wolverine with him and I didn't get any bounce back.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say you sucked the life out of this for me either, Tom, but when I would look across at you at times for some sort of bounce back, you would deadpan again. And I'm like, all right, so Tom's he's out.
Yeah,
can we clarify? I'm so sorry, Frank. Can we clarify very quickly? I have to put this out there. Mark's now into IMAX. I walked across the sort of gardens or the park to get there and I see Marcus and I'm like, I got a shit really bad. And Marcus is like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm sorry. No, I got it.
Why are we telling this story?
I have to tell this.
Say,
I have to tell this.
Got to use the bathroom.
I had to shit very badly.
I had to shit badly.
I went to go, and Marcus is like, Jesus, you're like falling apart. This is embarrassing for you. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I go, and I'm in the bathroom and I get a text from Marcus saying, hurry. And I was like, okay. And I got out there and Marcus is like, I need shit really bad. And I was like, okay.
He comes over and I'm sweating. I'm like, can you hurry back?
So then Marcus goes to the bathroom. I'm like, we're going to miss this movie. We get in and we're so old. 30 seconds into the movie, I'm like, and I have to shit again. And the first 10 minutes of this movie, if you looked over at me at any point, the reason I wasn't reacting was because I was like, am I going to have to leave?
Because,
like,
of course, Thomas boxes us in with these tickets where you literally cannot move anywhere.
Surrounded by children.
Once you're in, that's it.
On
you're not
side.
Getting out.
So the reason I was maybe not super involved in the first 10 minutes of that, I would contest I laughed a handful of times at this. There were times I remember grabbing your knee and laughing. Most of them involved Jennifer Coolidge.
This is the thing, though. A lot of the film, we were laughing, but I think we were laughing for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, but I was happy to be laughing.
Anything that was going to get me to
laugh.
This is similar to the argument for Frozen. This movie is not for us.
No.
It's not. It is a kid's film.
There are lots of strange adult jokes in there, but this is not for us. It's very juvenile.
It sounds so silly, but I needed that reminder as well because we were in a cinema full of kids and Tom and I were sitting there and the two kids to my left were riffing the whole way through. They were very sweet. But the one kid's like, okay, so in this bit, because he's already seen this 100 times, obviously. Yeah. He's quoting it.
At verbatim, IMAX.
At IMAX, Rag. Insane. But also then he's telling his friend who's not that well-versed in Minecraft, like, yeah, so in the game when you do this, it does that. That's what they're showing you now. And so he's like narrating the film. Wow.
And I enjoyed that. His commentary.
Me too. I kind of did too.
Because, you know, we'll probably get into the butler's pantry with this a little later with what's been going on with this movie, but we didn't have any of the over-the-top extracurricular aspects.
Yeah,
of
no
the
one's
movie.
Throwing anything.
We didn't have the 5DX experience, yes.
No violence.
But we did have the kid next to you when we sat down. He'd used your cup holder and he tapped you and he went, excuse me, is it okay if I have my drink there? And
this
our
tiny little
hearts
kid.
Broke. Yeah. It was so sweet.
Excuse me, can I put my drink there? And I went, yeah, you're right, little buddy. And Tom goes, no.
It was so sweet. I couldn't believe it. He was so polite. He just wanted to make sure
it was very
put
cute.
Out.
So it was quite endearing to see what it was doing to this audience. And I'm glad we didn't get one of those like chaotic.
Yeah.
I could have used 10% more, maybe even 20% more.
There was one kid. Anyway, we'll get to that. Let's reserve, I think, the background to this and what it's doing culturally, I think.
Is
the butler here?
Do we do the plot?
I think we go, the plot, I guess.
Do you want me to read it?
You might as well.
Okay, a Minecraft movie.
The plot's odd.
Four misfits are suddenly pulled through a mysterious portal into a bizarre cubic wonderland that thrives on imagination. To get back home, they'll have to master this world while embarking on a quest with an unexpected expert crafter.
Yeah.
Steve!
What are the rules here?
What are the rules of Minecraft?
I just want to know. I wish they explained just so much more.
This is what I think
did.
Is great about this movie in the way that it's like, hey, you're going into the mines. You get pulled through a portal. Cool. There you go. And you're in there. And that's it. There's no like,
now,
we've heard
now,
about this.
Here's a crafting table and here's how you can just make shit. And it's like, but how? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't
just
matter.
Do it.
He's good at it. She's bad at it. Why? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I appreciate that part of it.
The simple storytelling because, again, it's for 8-year-olds.
Yes. Yeah. I would have no interest in getting into the lore of it. I think despite the close to like pants-shitting mayhem that was approaching while we were watching it, the first 10 minutes of this movie are some of the most successful for me because it is just so I was a kid and then I grew up and I wanted to go back to the mines. And the first laugh for me, the first of only a few of the movie, is when he goes to run in and he's
psych,
fake out! And he goes around the old guy.
The old guy who can barely move.
But then the next 3 minutes of the movie are like, and then I started building. But then the pig goblins came. So then they imprisoned me. So me and my dog Dennis, but then he escaped. And I'm like, this is, if the movie is at this pace, I'm kind of in. And then it's like suburbia, really, really hammy and boring Jason Momoa and two kids whose mom died. Yeah. And I'm like, what is this movie?
But you see the problem. You see where already we're falling off.
Yeah.
We lost Jack
Too
Black.
Too much. What?
We
why
lost
is
Jack
this
All of
the
a
movie?
Sudden, Jack Black energy is off screen.
Yeah.
And that's when it falls.
Because it's weird that you look at the poster, Jason Momoa is front and center. Like, I know he produced this movie. He's part of that. Mm. But it's like, you're not the lead, man. Nor should you be. Like, the kid should be the lead. It kind of is the kid's story.
Which I'm glad he wasn't. But also,
sorry,
Momoa's not good in this, is he?
No. This is the worst thing he's ever. It's worse than Aquaman.
It's really disappointing to see him do.
I just needed to clarify.
I mean, he's doing a facsimile of what The Rock did for so many years, which is like he's a big guy, but he's like kind of stupid.
Kinda
and sometimes
goofy.
He's a little cowardly. Like it's The Rock's thing in Jumanji. It's a little bit Dave Bautista as Drax as well. Like whenever it's kind of a guy who thinks he's
more
like,
than he is. Or,
and like has such a physical demeanor, but of course he has nothing to back it up.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think we're over this. Why is it a big guy? Why is it someone who's so physically imposing, but it's like, but actually he's a coward, you see. It's like, right, great. And he's an idiot.
The thing is, he's video game of the year, right? 1984 video game of the year. Why does he look like that?
Garrett Garrison? Garrett, the garbage man.
Yeah.
Then they get bounced.
Because I think that he's taking the rock star image.
You mean the rock star image?
Sure.
Because Rockstar is... That's Jack Black.
Yeah.
Well, Rockstar actually made GTA. You would know that if you're a gamer.
Oh, yeah. No, GTA 1. It's 2D.
He sees himself as this gaming rock star, and I think that's his imagery there and whatever. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
He's,
it truly doesn't.
Doesn't
who I think it should have been, because it's Jared Hess especially. Get John Heder.
Yeah, well, that would have checked
why
out.
Why isn't it John Heder? Yeah. Why isn't it like a guy who's so goofy but still so arrogant, but he's this like lanky, weird,
gangly. You could see him as a kid that grew up
would
playing
have a way better energy games. With Jack Black yeah. as
because,
well.
Yeah. Because Jason Momoa and Jack Black have such a similar, yes. You're like, okay, you both can't do that.
You can't do fire on fire. It's not.
No, because it can't get any hotter.
Too much fire, too hot. I don't think John Heder would do it because he's gotten too old. You know who my like weird.
Well, there's one bit that we're going to get into the pantry, I'm sure. But do you know who was meant to be?
We do. We can get in the pantry. But
okay, we'll get in the pantry.
Do you know who my weird little maybe dream casting would be? They wouldn't do it because the movie's
Matt
too
Damon.
Expensive. Kyle Mooney.
Oh my gosh,
Kyle Mooney would be so funny in this. They would never do it, but he'd just be like, "Hey guys, I'm Garrett, the garbage man." And you know what? I
don't know.
I'm really cool.
Anything about this?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
And he could have done a country song in it because
yes,
of his new album.
He could sing.
Oh my gosh,
Kyle Mooney. I got might my have made on. This like a six just by being in it. How good would that?
That's
be?
That's it, Jason. Like, and this is the content. Like, I listen to a few other podcasts who've covered this, and they're like, Jason Momoa should not be allowed to improvise. Like, give him actual lines. And I think this might have been scripted, but it feels like he's trying to be. And if it was scripted, well done.
I have to. I'm sorry, we've said five times Butler's Pantry.
Can we just
please remind me to get
no,
into the script?
No.
Of the
okay,
pantry.
Stop.
Sorry, go.
Let's do the Butler's Pantry because Tom's going to implode right. if we don't get all it right. out of the way now.
Where should we go?
To the
Butler in a pantry with a mic.
It's Minecraft.
The Butler's Pantry.
Are you being a creeper?
That was good collaborative stuff.
No, I have creepers don't notes. Make noises like that.
I don't tend to bring notes.
Holy.
And
holy,
that's because
wow.
this would have been impossible without them.
Tom's got notes.
Can I read you the list of credited screenwriters to this film?
Yes,
including
please,
anyone
please,
who was credited as contributing
quickly.
Material.
Do it quickly.
Jared Hess.
Yep.
Rob McElhenney.
What?
Yes, he was going to direct it originally back in 2014.
Yeah.
Wow, Rob Fuchs, Megan Amron, Kevin Beagle, John Francis Daly, Dana Fox, Hannah Friedman, Jonathan Goldstein, Phil Augusta Jackson, Lauren Kahn, Kieran Mulroney, Michelle Mulroney, Aaron Nee, Adam Nee, Zach Penn, Simon Rich, Peter Sollett, Laura Steinle, John Spates, Oren Uziel, and Ben Wexler. You know that expression they have, there's not enough cooks in this kitchen?
Yeah, I
maybe
need
let's get some more in just to make sure that we're really
Wait. Are they the credited writers?
No, there's four or five credited writers. That's everyone who is credited with contributing to the screenplay over its development.
That's
and
22.
I'll tell you what, it fucking feels like it was written by 22 people who were never in the same room, who someone came in and did like that exquisite corpse game where they drew a head and they folded it over and they're like, you do the body. And it's just like whatever they got was this. And it's
building a camel by committee.
Yes. It's a shambles. It's not successful even on the low bar of being pretty disposable brand entertainment.
Because this story is like the most generic piece of it. But the dialogue itself, I think, is what lets it down.
Yeah.
I think let's reserve the talking about the film itself. I think, Tom, you keep talking about the background.
Who
the
was going
to
be Steve?
Jack, Steve was going to be Matt Berry.
Berry, yeah.
Oh, I can't do his voice.
Father!
The guy from...
Hello there.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah,
you
good.
See, I am Nitwit. Something like
I'm
that.
Nitwit.
Yes.
In New York. New York.
Yes.
Okay.
New York City.
New York IT City. Crowd, you might know him from.
Yes. He's amazing.
He what we do really, in the shadows. He doesn't really quite speak that way in real life, which I was a little sad to find. I've seen interviews with him.
Of course he doesn't. That would be insane.
He plays it down a little. Yeah. He ended up dropping out because of the WGA and the actors' strike and all that.
Mm.
So
he did. He does a little cameo.
He does. He is nice. Nitwit, who dates Jennifer Coolidge in it. There is such a strange phenomenon to this movie online, TikTok style. People who are listening will know that there are, if anyone's paid any attention to the sort of like virality of it, that there was the chicken jockey line, which was massive.
Chicken jockey!
So massive. And there would be people throwing popcorn in the cinema.
Yeah.
It got pretty extreme. Apparently, it's crazy to...
There's fireworks. There's people bringing live
animals.
Two
people have been stabbed.
One of the biggest events happened in Melbourne over in Ringwood. And apparently, people brought a live chicken in with them during the chicken jockey scene. And then they set off a fire extinguisher. And everyone had to be evacuated because people couldn't breathe.
Mm.
So it's like...
I've seen there's a father in his 40s who told these kids to stop. And he ended up getting up and beating the kids up.
Oh, not how I thought that was going to go.
I mean,
like, good. It is getting it went from stupid to violent very quickly.
That mob mentality
that describes the internet in 2025. Stupid to violent in record time. But like,
it's transitioned into the real world. This normally doesn't happen. Normally it's online. Normally it's silly videos. But this is like,
I don't want to be alarmist about it because I still think it is like the exception. Alarmist. Well, here's my thing: is I'm just kind of like, on some level, kids enjoying a movie like this and it making money, I think is a positive thing.
Cinema's back, baby.
Right up to the point where even I don't want to be someone who's like, oh, I think it's good that they make a mess and people have to clean it up. If kids throw popcorn in a cinema, I get that that's frustrating if you work there. I'm not trying to belittle that or demean the degree to which someone has to clean that up. I think cinemas should pay you more if that's a possibility of it happening. And I think right up to that point, if popcorn gets thrown, I'm like, it's kids celebrating. They're whatever. They're enjoying themselves. Also, obviously, once it gets disruptive.
Have you seen a cinema even after, like, any normal movie? There's popcorn
there's
everywhere.
Always stuff. Obviously, yeah. The extent.
I know.
Yes.
That's a lot of my teen years cleaning up after these fuckers. Okay,
language.
The extent of it obviously getting worse than that is a problem. But the thing I just guess I wanted to get into was the reason this has dropped in the last month is because when you compare this with a movie like, or the phenomena of Barbenheimer.
Yep.
That was an organic campaign that developed online amongst people who were cineasts, people who were fairly casual movie watchers, people who were just into the Barbie aspect of it, people who only watched Nolan movies, right? There was a very interesting sort of Venn diagram happening there.
Yeah.
And then people went and saw the movies, Barbie and Oppenheimer, and were like, these are good movies. And they continued to generate interest and buzz because they had merit and substance. Kids wanted to watch this immediately because it mattered on TikTok at that moment. And then the weekend passed and everyone was like, we didn't enjoy that, right? Like, no one had a good time for the most part. And they're like, right, cool. We're done. And then it had like another decent weekend, and then it got knocked off by Sinners in its third weekend. Huge upset. This original, very, very like...
But Sinners has, is like, in terms of box office, Sinners is having this massive staying power, which is really unique and surprising.
Well, I don't know if you read that Variety article, but actually it's underperforming and it's going to be ages before it makes money back. Have you guys seen this
shit? Yeah, Ben Stiller goes, how is this? Anyway, we're not talking about Sinners. We'll do it later.
We're definitely going to talk about Sinners.
We have to talk about Sinners.
Well, I feel uncomfortable.
But all of which is to say... Sorry,
Jesus.
Yes, I was trying to work out why. But yes, that is crazy that it's a movie that I think, or not crazy, it's just very predictable that it's a movie that's rooted in the ephemerality of online culture and it becomes a very ephemeral hit. It's still the second highest grossing video game adaptation of all time. It's still the second highest grossing film of this year. It's still probably going to make $1 billion, maybe.
I mean, there's enough kids to see it once.
It's insane to me, especially because it's not even close to being one of the best adaptations out there either.
No. Well, we'll get to that one day, maybe.
Sure.
But
let's do it next week. That's a great idea.
I think that's most of it. There's not really anything else except I wanted to just say.
There's a lot of context to the game, though. Like, it's not that it honors the game, because it's like, do you have to?
Well, this is what I want to talk about.
It's pretty like, Marcus, in your experience, is this feels so like the game? Feels like the world?
Going back to the film, why it either is successful or isn't. In terms of IP and fan servicing, it looks really good.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so good.
I have a note on that.
And it's actually really impressive. And look, whether it was IMAX that we saw it in or a standard cinema, I still think it would have been very impressive to look at. Colors are popping. The characters are there. You've got the sound effects. You've got
Jack Black's turtleneck.
Literally, they're just hamming it in. And like every single moment on screen, there is something.
It's very energetic to the eye.
There's something there that you can go, oh, it's a golden pickaxe. It's a diamond. It's a whatever. You're referencing everything. Where it falls flat for me is obviously the casting's way off. The characters, the story, nothing matters. It's just a weird blur of, we're just going to throw a mishmash story on top of here that the kids probably aren't even going to focus on. Mm. We're going to put in some adult jokes as we do with most kid films, because the parents have to sit through this. I think the adult jokes were a bit off.
Oh, my gosh. You both like Jennifer Coolidge in this, right?
I was laughing because I was laughing.
I thought that was off. I was like,
her.
You weren't into her?
No.
She was, laughing truly at her. I thought she was doing – I think her and Jack Black are doing their brand so much.
Yeah.
And yet – because it's so much Jack Black, and because I find it's getting a little
jarring.
It's getting very cynical with Jack Black for me when he starts singing, and I'm like, and this is the part where Jack Black fucking sings. And
of course.
It doesn't work for me anymore in the way it used to. Jennifer Coolidge saying, everyone wants to sue me when I hit them in my Jeep Cherokee. Just for whatever reason. I'm like, that's so specific. And at the end of the dinner, I grabbed you when she's out with Nitwit, and the waiter goes, are you finished? And she goes, no, I think he's Swedish. and no one in the audience laughed. And I grabbed Marcus and went, I just think it's so dumb.
It's a great.
I woke up for a second.
It's a great joke, and that's. But in any other movie, that's fantastic from her. I love that from her.
I also think the cuts to Nitwit are pretty funny. When it's just her being like, I've never met a man like you. And it's just a cut and you'd be like, I'm like, that's just visually pretty funny. I think that's okay.
But again, the jarring nature of it to me, most kid films will have the adult jokes in there and it blends really well.
Yeah.
It becomes part of the story. It's
you
not
don't
like,
feel like it's a scene
cut
for the adults.
Literally cut to frame and it's like, here's one for you guys quickly. Yeah. Your kids aren't going to know what this is about. And back to Minecraft.
Yeah.
It's odd. It's very, 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 very strange.
It's a very jarring movie. It's a very nitpicky and pedantic thing, but something that annoyed me and then I just was like, whatever, they don't care, I don't care sort of thing, was that when young Henry, who's the young boy in the story, and his sister Natalie. Makes him tater tot pizza,
which is a Napoleon Dynamite reference.
That's a good point, right? It's doing that.
Yeah, and, great.
The tater tots. I know. And he's like, why?
And she's like, you should take this to school because the kids will. And he's like, yeah, okay, cool. But then he clearly doesn't.
And he doesn't go to school.
There's a shot of them still sitting on the table and him just walking out with his bag. And then he gets to Jason Momoa's place, the arcade shop, and he's like, whoa, what are these? And he grabs the pizza off him. Where the fuck was the pizza? There's no point at which Henry takes the pizza. I'm not saying that as cinema sins. This movie was.
Oh, my God. But it was like an 11 until now.
Listen to me.
Mind-blowing.
This was a $150 million movie and no one was on set with continuity saying he should take the fucking pizza if he's going to have the pizza in the next scene.
Because you know when actors sleepwalk through a film? I think cast, crew, writers,
this
directors
is my
all
thing.
Slept
they
worked
literally
on this.
Were just like, it doesn't matter.
We'll fix it in post would have been such the attitude.
There's a director even bother. Yeah, Jared Hess is on side like this, rubbing his eyes, like he's just woken up and he's like,
I don't know.
Jack,
all right,
just riff in this bit.
I don't know if action. That's the case. I feel like Jared Hess might have been having a good time. Because I can imagine them on set riffing with silly lines, being obscure and doing awkward random humor. Might have been a good time. It's just them hanging out on a green screen, right, with fans. Jason Momoa is mounting him and then they're doing the 69, which is so
very
adult.
It's very Nacho Libre as well.
Oh, 100%.
I tittered a little bit where he's like, I have to guide you with my hips. And I was just like, that's a funny sentence. I will give that a little nod.
And you can imagine it's like you and I hanging out on set, you're on green screen, there's a fan going, it's like, all right, mount me and let's just film for a day.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been an unfun set.
Unfun hero.
You're having fun on set, that's great, but we're making a film here,
I know.
Guys. It's not for you.
Does the work actually translate?
A lot of YouTubers had cameos in this movie, especially during the scene with Jermaine Clement where they're doing the storage wars thing.
Yeah.
Apparently a lot of those YouTubers. There's a YouTuber called Valkyrie and she was cut out of the movie right after giving an interview saying that Jason Momoa was really cruel to people on set. And she said that on one scene, something wasn't happening quickly enough. And apparently he lost it at the crew. And she's like, that's one of the worst things I've seen a celebrity
do. But he's dating Amber Heard now, isn't that the thing?
I'm not sure.
Is he?
what I've heard. Honestly.
But anyway,
this strange thing where I'm like, what a bad look that this YouTuber, this streamer, who's obviously not someone with as much influence as Jason Momoa or Warner Brothers, says in the press, Jason Momoa's kind of a dick on set, and they're like, we're cutting you from the movie. I'm like, makes you guys look like you're acceding to that.
Yeah, it's an admission of guilt.
Obviously,
of course,
that makes
but
it
also
look
that's
worse.
Bad press because that's one of your leads.
It
what
didn't really go anywhere, but it was a weird
thing. Because I hadn't heard that, but it's also...
Anyway.
But you say Jared Hess sounds like he's having fun. He's the voice of the pig who's like, oh, yeah, sure.
What's up? Hey, Steve, good to see you, bro.
General Chungus?
Yeah, Chungus. I think so.
General Chungus?
Look. Rachel House as Milgosha is...
Was that right?
It was General Chungus.
He's General Chungus. Rachel House plays Milgosha.
Yeah.
I think is the name.
Yeah. Malgosia.
Malgosia. So, Rachel House is so committed to everything she does.
That my biggest laugh of the film was when at the end, where Steve is like, no, I'm not going to come over. She's like, come here, come here. No, you're going to try and stab me. You got a knife in there. I don't. Yeah. And she, of course, she tries to stab me. He just slaps it away. He's like, come on.
At both times, it's so slow.
Does it twice. She goes,
sneak attack. Yeah. That's pretty fucking funny. Rachel House, she's the voice of one of the, like, I don't know what they're called, but like the spirit realm things in Soul, you know, the Pixar movie.
Oh yeah,
she's the one who's trying to track down Tina Fey, and she's great in that. Obviously, she's amazing in Hunt for the Wilder People, where she's essentially playing the same role.
We talked about for the listener that this is very much New Zealand based and filmed. And
it's Jamaica Mance, Brett McKenzie's. Yeah.
It was filmed in Auckland, and they had
awesome Auckland
Weta doing a lot of the sort of special effects for it, which is
Weta, and then they dry up.
But that's why it looks good. So goddamn good.
Can I talk about my experience watching this?
Sorry.
Wetter, drier, Jack?
Yeah, I just wanted to catch your eye.
I watched this film in my special way, similar to Dune. And for the first hour, I was like, this looks a bit like weird. Like, I can see the green screen lines.
Tom's some of the
pigs. No, it's just like he's just playing Minecraft for an hour. And he's like, when's the narrative going to kick in?
When does Jack Black get here?
Voicing the characters himself.
And I realized that I got the unfinished special effects version for the first hour.
Whoa.
Oh, so I heard about that leaked and it's missing a lot of keyframes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just like block colors moving around in this villager set. And then Jack Black's going, and it's just a chicken block. And I'm like, that doesn't look right.
That might have been more entertaining.
It was
honestly great.
But then
but more avant-garde.
It was very like, I mean, Minecraft is
They're
cute.
Making some choices here. Like, this is a really expensive movie. It's really artistic.
It's like the beta version of Minecraft.
It's real meta.
Before the graphics card. It's really wetter. Yeah. Meta wetter. And then I found a better version, which was crisp. So I finished the movie in style. So
good for you.
It did look great when I realized that. I was like, this can't be right.
It's still not Coda without subtitles.
Do you want to do the song? You haven't done it.
Well, I just did.
Has he got it?
Lava.
Oh, he's actually got it.
All right.
We're going to do the whole thing?
No. Oh, that little synth.
Lava.
Is him. Okay, that's enough. We'll get cut off otherwise.
I just...
It's much more of a musical than you expect.
It's Tenacious D without Kyle, for sure.
Yeah, without the bongs. It's like, hey, we're not stoned.
Yeah.
This feels so iterative.
Well, this is
in a world that's AI that it does feel... It feels very much like someone sat down and was like, I don't know, what's a kooky idea for a Minecraft movie with casting? And also, and they're like, you could pick Jack Black and he could sing a song about chicken. And it's like, done, that's it. And it just feels incredibly first draft,
when you
incredibly
said,
consumer-driven and fucking devoid of anything.
They see dollar signs when they see what happened following the Mario Brothers film.
This is it. Like, and Tom, you said it feels like Jack Black is playing and it's getting a bit tired.
Yeah, the Bowser song.
The Bowser song was Peaches, Peaches. Yeah. It's
because of the cultural impact that they had on this generation.
Absolutely.
Right?
That didn't get...
Well,
that did get nominated for an Oscar, didn't it? The
it
Peaches
did.
Song.
I thought
but
it this, did, yeah. This That's Jack Black's fucking chicken one
insane.
Is the shortest song ever to be in the Billboard Top 100?
It is in the
top
40, I think.
Top 40.
Yeah. Is it in the Billboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah,
yeah,
yep.
What is
and it's literally 50 seconds long.
What is happening to this?
Because
planet?
It's a banger. Here's
and it's
the thing.
Also, it's based on streaming as well. So if it's used in a TikTok, if it's used in any format, it contributes to it. So
it's all over TikTok.
But this is it.
And
like
that's what they're making it for. I digress. On set, they were probably like thinking, what's going to go viral? What can we do? Because Jack Black has what, four songs?
Yeah, yeah. Dennis. Lava Chicken.
Beautiful.
He has the last song with Daniel Brooks, who we haven't spoken about. I love Daniel Brooks. Every time she was on screen, I just wanted better for her. But I'm just like, she's shown up. She's doing
She's doing her job. Yeah, she does a great job.
She was so good in Color Purple. I just wanted
Here's
best
the
for
thing.
Her.
Matt Berry was signed on to be Steve, right?
Yeah.
He is more of a Steve, right? if you don't know the character of Steve, Jack Black is just such a swing. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, if you put Jack Black, you can literally put anyone.
Yes, but I think that's the part of it that feels like an algorithm generated.
But I think it's like in casting, they went, Jack, you free? Yes. Well, what are you going to bring to this? Because we can't get Matt Berry. Well, I'm going to sing some songs. Great.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon that would have done. Oh, we got Jack Black now. Well,
because
what do
Matt Berry wasn't going to sing.
No, let's play to his strengths.
Well, yeah. Matt Berry could have. I mean, Jack Black.
Maybe, but not like Jack Black.
When was the last time Jack Black didn't play Jack Black? Is my question.
No, it was School of Rock, and it's been Jack Black ever since.
But that's
not really.
A couple of times. He was in a movie called Bernie, the Richard Linklater movie.
Oh, yeah,
movie.
He's great in Bernie. Matthew McConaughey.
Very
love
strange
that guy.
In that movie. He's in Be Kind Rewind, and I think even though he's doing a version of Jack, it's a bit of a sadder one.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I think the last couple of years, like, obviously he's done how many Kung Fu Pandas?
Orange County.
I think that was before School of Rock.
There's some versatility there.
He has the ability to high fidelity.
The cable guy, so good.
High fidelity.
How are you?
God, I love him in that film too. But at the moment, like, good for him.
There's the whole thing of, like, Jack Black is a singer, and they go, well, if you're going to get Jack Black, you can't not have him sing. And it's progressing to a point of
cash grab.
All he's doing is singing. But literally, as we walked in here, my wife sent me a TikTok of him doing Lava Chicken on a green screen just for fun, like creating more content based around it because he's cashing in on it.
He's good at compounding the tiers of, like, I am an online celebrity much as I am.
His content, like his brand online, sorry to jump in.
That's all right.
He's making hilarious, crazy videos. He used to do like these weird stunt ones in lockdown for the Avengers and he would pretend to be Captain America, but obviously he's Jack Black, so he doesn't look like Chris Evans and he's playing into that, but he's also like, he's so high energy, right? That's his whole thing is his high energy. He's screaming, he's singing a song, he's belting, he's going, shirigadigadoodle. And it's getting to a point of, like, I still love it. I think he's one of my most likable performers. I like him in almost everything.
Yeah.
Tides have turned a little bit on public perception on him for a very unusual reason.
Was this the Tenacious D issue?
You don't want to talk about this, do you, Frank? No, it's all right.
I don't think we need to.
No, it was a Tenacious D thing at a show.
Yeah, Kyle Gass said something and Jack Black didn't stand behind Kyle Gass.
And it's not necessarily that it's whatever. I will just say that's not nothing. There has been a contingent, I think, of like sort of disenchanted millennials who have gone like, I want a Jack Black to, I'm not saying one side or the other for me.
Yeah, but celebrities are great until they're not. Like,
always the case.
This is the thing.
It's not really identity.
But how many of us,
million dollar movie right now? Like,
how many of us have played the game to keep our job?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth for a little bit or
that's
whatever.
That's the problem. It feels less genuine once you're a product. And Jack Black has been a product for a long time now.
Yes.
I thought his SNL episode was pretty good.
Oh,
was,
like he's always.
But I was surprised. I thought I was going to find it a bit like.
But he sang a lot. 4 out of 6 sketches.
It's good. If you haven't seen it, you should watch his SNL.
It's going to be good.
I will. Yeah. Can I take over here and swing
please.
Us back to talking about the film? Because we haven't really talked about the structure of it, the movie.
Yeah.
We've
the
talked
structure.
About a lot of everything around it.
Well, it's a hero's journey.
Okay, so the problem with the film is outside of it popping and looking great visually, so the casting's not right. There's a lot of issues with this. I think the third act falls flat. Like, it is so messy and so rushed and awful.
Yep.
I'll give credit where credit's due. The first two acts are great. The opening's probably the strongest part, and it sort of falters from there and then really drops off in the third.
I would call it like the prologue is really
sure,
good.
Yeah.
Once
I,
the kids
I would agree.
Come in, I'm just like, whatever.
I don't buy the sister being a guardian of her brother at all. I don't
Not
buy
at all.
Her running some sort of marketing division of some company.
Not at all.
She doesn't look old enough.
It doesn't matter.
It just
none of
nothing,
it matters.
Nothing thing, works.
Do less with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to do the real world?
No, of course.
I don't care. I should be in the nether or what is it, the overworld?
The
immediately
overworld, yeah.
I should be there.
I agree.
It's so weird.
What is interesting is that they move from set piece to set piece and we're calling these the action set pieces, right? So you go from like even if it's just going into the village. You've got the village, you've got the song, you've got all of a sudden encountering this enemy and then this enemy. Some of them are really good. The problem is I don't think that they spend enough time in the set pieces. They rush through them as well.
Yeah.
The only set piece that they really spend enough time with for you to get a bit of a ride out of and enjoy is the jetpack sequence. You know, the flying through the canyon when he's got the wings on and Jack Black.
And they have to do the 69.
Yeah. That whole sequence, outside of the sort of stupidity of it all, at least flows and there's some like all these characters are coming in, there's explosions, there's diving, there's
yeah.
like it's fun and it feels like a movie world sort of ride almost.
Everything before that and after that kind of feels like a checkbox. Oh, yeah, we've done the villagers.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
yep.
we've done the creepers.
We've
oh,
got yep. like we Chungus have to mention. Chasing him through the train tunnel and the creepers and everything. Yeah. And that just like, oh, what's happening? And it's over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Momoa's on the bridge and he's going to sacrifice himself and it's over.
Mm. We know? Watched this six like, days ago and you guys are reminding me so much of what happened. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot
yeah,
what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Truly.
And like, of course, you know, we know as adults watching this, well, Momoa's sacrificed himself.
Yeah,
he's coming back. Like he's, of course, he's not dying in
and
this.
It was the kids, we know the rules. Kids know that as well. Like
that so last,
it's silly.
The last scene where Momoa saves the day is the worst.
I agree.
In the film.
I agree. Well, that whole ending sequence, I think, is just a bit whatever. But
because we have no, we just do not care about. And again,
no,
if this doesn't matter for the film and for the kids, for the audience, that actually is. But we don't care about any of these characters.
Nothing's at stake.
There's no
danger.
Stakes. We're in a game world.
Yeah. But that's it. And here's my biggest gripe with it, and this is where I'm nerding out a bit.
Go on.
I don't know why they've focused in on the pig villagers as their villains. The villain of Minecraft is the Ender Dragon. It's this big,
yeah.
beautiful, badass dragon.
I mean, I have.
And it's a whole thing to get there. It's actually yeah. really quite convoluted.
It's the Ender's game.
I've spent some time with virgins and they've told me about this.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you could come in and confirm.
I love you talking about me sorry. In plural as well.
Yeah. no, I've spent a lot of my, obviously, you know, I've worked
You just
with,
offended a lot of people, Tom. I just want to say.
I'm so sorry, you know, but also go out and bust. Yeah, but Tom's like anywhere but
bust. Go out and bust.
Yeah.
Busk.
Oh,
play some music. Wait, you said bust.
La 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 lava.
Oh, yeah.
Busters.
I have
busted nuts.
Worked. Jesus Christ. I've worked with students of a lot of ages for different years. And when I had kids, especially a couple of years ago, who were like 7, 8, 9, they were very into Minecraft. And so I know about this.
No offense taken. Go on.
A lot of young kids are into it, right? And so like
it's hard
knowing about the Ender Dragon is part of it. Knowing about the Nether, I knew the Technoblade reference because of my young
Technoblade?
Students.
Technoblade, Beyblade.
No,
is that the same thing?
No. Technoblade was a streamer, and he actually died a few years ago. He was very young. He died of cancer.
Oh,
and he was a big Minecraft streamer, and the whole thing was he would play and he would do survival mode, and he would play without dying for like months, years. And so his thing was Technoblade never dies. And do you remember the pig with the crown on? And Momoa was like, is that a king? And Jack Black goes, no, that's a legend. That's a reference to Technoblade.
Oh, He was a big streamer.
Which is actually a moment where I was like, that's very sweet. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of kids, that's going to mean something to them.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's in conversation with something genuine every now and then in that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But most of the
But then on the other hand, you've got that tiny pig who goes up to Morgosha. What's her name? Yeah, Malgosha.
Oh, and he's got his drawing?
He's got his drawing. He's like, what's that? And then she kills him, turns him into a little pork chop.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Okay, that reminds me of one of the other moments where I grabbed Marcus and was like, what is going on? When the zombies first appear and they're all running away from them and a bunch of zombies flock a sheep and it's bleating for its life. Just like, yeah. I was like, what?
That sheep is getting shanked. Prison shanked.
Eaten alive. its face tells you
this
the
is
pain
the thing.
It's in. I was like, that's compelling. Yeah. Like, that's cinema right
this
there.
This is PG. That's not a PG face.
No, gosh.
Yeah, some of it was pretty like, some oh my God.
Yeah. I found myself enjoying it at moments. And again, I remind myself it's a kid's film. There's an audience here. I will say, in defense of the kid.
The kid who plays Henry.
Sebastian Hansen. Yes, he's not strong at all. He's got a long way to go if this is going to be a career for him. I don't think they gave him a lot to really, like, I just don't think that he was given the right direction.
I don't think there's any character there.
But. I think he still really represents your majority of audience here. I think that he is if you're going to have a kid as your lead in this who basically represents the majority of your audience, he's it. Like he looks, sounds like he's awkward, he's uncomfortable, he's a bit like all over the place. Like,
yeah.
He's just not put together really well. And I think that most kids at some level can probably relate to this
feel
kid.
Like that, yeah.
There is the weird, what seems like just like accepted wisdom that you need a kid as a surrogate in a kid's movie, because otherwise kids will be like, well, who am I locking in on? Who am I paying attention? Yeah. I don't think that's always true. Like, I think you've got plenty of movies, whether they're animated films.
Yeah, Stuart Little's a mouse.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose, if that's your go-to. Like, how they
latch onto that? It's crazy.
I mean, like, if you want to go animated movies, you could talk about movies like Shrek. You could talk about movies like the Super Mario Brothers movie, which does not have
children. I have a lot in common with Donkey. So
you are the donkey of the pod. There's no doubt about that.
No.
No, I would disagree.
Tom, you're
that
the donkey statement. And the ass.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to talk about kids being the surrogate for the audience?
I just don't think it's necessary. I think kids would be into a Jack Black film enough that the Henry character and the Natalie character feels so shoehorned in. And I don't think if I ask kids who's your favorite character, none of them are going to say.
They're all going to say Garrett, Jason Momoa.
Obviously, the garbage
he's big.
Man.
He wears a pink jacket.
Or
garbage can man kick.
Or they'd be like, it's nitwit. Or they'd just be like, it's some random thing. They wouldn't even maybe pick Jack Black. But none of them are going to pick like Henry or Natalie. They're not going to remember their names. You know,
it's like the lead guy in that Happy Endings TV show. No one knows who he is, but he's the lead, right? He's the everyman, boring.
So funny. We were talking sponge about that show the other
character.
Day. Is his name Jake?
Yeah, sure, probably.
I think so, right?
Yeah. Jack.
No one cares about the lead of Happy Endings, you're correct.
But that's it. No one cares about the leads of these kids, and it feels like a studio note that they've gone, well, we've got to have kids in the kids' movie.
Yes.
Let's cast these two kids.
It's the same with Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom, right, where they got Data. And Data? Is that his
Ki-Hi
name?
Kwan.
Ki-Hi Kwan, but his name's not Data in that movie.
No, he's Short Data. Round.
Short Round. He's Data in The Goonies?
The Goonies.
Yes. You know, getting or Jar Jar Binks in Star Wars Phantom Menace.
Or
which,
Tom,
by the way,
or Tom in this podcast.
Honestly.
So I'm the only one bringing the kids in? Is that what you're saying?
Don't let him finish that point.
No. What are you trying to say? Don't have kids in the movie. That's it? You could have said it like that?
Yeah, I guess. I think that was really well
put. You took your time. Thank you, Frank. You found the short way round. The
short round. That's good. All right.
MVP? Wait. Tom, you were great in this film, by the way.
Thank you very much.
As nitwit.
Yeah.
Fuck, same eyebrows, I swear to God.
Literally, same block nose.
I'm nitwit.
MVP?
Yeah, sure.
Jason Momoa. No,
I don't
I'm kidding.
Think I wrote this down. I'm going to have to do this on the fly and I might just say Jack Black.
It's Jack Black. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. Ooh, Mama Sita, now you're ringing the bell.
The film's only thank God for him. Really mostly enjoyable when he's on screen. Like, at least attempting to be enjoyable
And I know it becomes, it's ad nauseum at the point, but when he's like, let's Minecraft! Yeah. Like, everything is screamed, everything is Jack
because
Black
he's,
voice.
Because he's not ashamed to just put himself out there. There's no reservations
Maybe
whatsoever.
He should be a little.
I don't know. I like the pantomime of Jack Black.
It is a pantomime.
There is a degree to which it's just becoming such diminishing returns that I'm like, man, maybe hold back some. Maybe like
if this
you
is,
don't have to do
this
everything.
Might be peak though. Maybe this is peak Jack Black. Like if we see this now moving forward or again.
Yeah, there has to be a return to
I think so. I think we need to be
film.
Like, all right, Jack, that's enough.
Because
now.
Here's the thing, right? He would have made squillion dollars with all of his voice roles and with this.
Yeah.
Surely he has time now to do something creative. Maybe like another Tenacious D movie. Like The Pick of Destiny is fantastic. Oh,
I think he's gonna hit his like his dark Robin Williams era.
He could play
the
penguin.
One hour photo.
That was going to be my question. Does Jack Black, not for a song, which is conceivable, for an acting performance ever get nominated for an Oscar? I'm not even saying win.
Out of any of the ones he's done prior?
No, I mean as in for the next 20, 30 years. Does Jack Black get an Oscar nomination?
I don't think so.
I think there's a version of the world in which he does. Because he, you know, him and Will Smith are not a million miles away, even though he's a more extreme buffoonish version of it. Will Smith became Will Smith for so long there.
Yeah.
And then he was like, fuck, I kind of need to do something to win an Oscar because I'm just always Will Smith. I think Jack Black's going to try do that. I don't know if it's going to work, but I think that's his next thing, right?
I mean, that's true. Like there are so many actors that you go, no chance, no way. Like McConaughey.
Brendan Fraser. Like,
Brendan
that's
Fraser.
The big
yeah.
one where you're like, there's no way that man comes back and wins an Oscar, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I think if you're looking at Jack Black in terms of like 50 Shades of Jack Black, right?
Mm. Where are you going?
Weirdly, the name of your porno.
Yeah, thank
which
you.
Which feels like...
But But in terms of like this, this is he's heightened here, probably the most heightened I've ever seen him in any film ever.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Look, I'm not going to riff this now. I can't think of what the lowest point is. The complete opposite of this extreme.
I think Bernie is such a good shout. Sure, he's the, really subdued.
The
in Bernie.
Jackal, maybe. Do you know that movie with Richard Gere and Bruce Willis?
Oh, is he in that?
He's in that, and he sells the sniper to Bruce Willis.
Oh shit!
And he's actually
okay.
kind of like convincingly just an arms cool. dealer in that movie, and he's kind of an upsetting performance. Honestly,
I think School of Rock probably sits right in the middle. I think it's the perfect blend and blur of everything that Jack Black has to offer.
And like sort the joy and passion he has.
Yeah.
And that free-flowing ability just to sing and for it to sound good.
There's a softness to him in that film as well
at
times.
He's kind.
It's a great performance, but it broke him a little. He was like, I guess I can do anything. It's like Al Pacino in Heat. It's like, you guys will just let me do anything, right? Yeah. Like, I guess I'll just keep doing this.
I agree. So I want to see him come back down the scale to – even if it's just the middle ground.
Same with Jason Momoa. I'd like him to do anything normal.
I think I'm done with Jason Momoa. I think I'm honestly done.
I don't know what I
After
I don't think
Fast
I was...
10, I thought it couldn't get more outrageous. And then I saw this and I went, oh, dude, you're
so
lost.
So bad in this. I stand by the fact that I think he is wonderful, wonderful in Dune. Like an really compelling performance.
I forgot that happened.
That's what I want from him. Yeah. I want him to take it seriously. Do genre shit. You were great as Khal Drogo. He was amazing
really was.
In Dune as Duncan Idaho.
Yeah.
He needs to be the big burly guy who's not ashamed of being the big burly guy who has pathos and grounds the shit.
Basically,
he's,
look at
he's so good.
Follow the footsteps of Batista, what he's attempting to do at the moment.
Sure. Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Think the same thing. Yeah. The Rock.
No.
Although we are about to see The Rock do his A24 and maybe.
And the Scorsese movie.
Yeah. Oh,
he's doing a Scorsese and he's doing a Safdie.
It's high risk, high reward because
I can't remember what the Safdie movie
is called. Bernie? It's called The Big Jumper.
The
big,
machine.
Big burly wrestler. Man.
Burly
it's
machine
about
or something. Yeah.
It's called the Walking Bigfoot.
is it The Big Machine?
It's something like that. It's big.
Yeah, anyway. I think we're going to see
The Rock will never win an Oscar. I'm so off.
Anyway,
I don't know about that.
We should win an Oscar for convincing the world he's not taking steroids every day.
I'm saying Momoa should take a leaf out of both their books, whether it's right or wrong, but I think that he needs to try something now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go for a swing. Use your gravitas.
If he does one more of these, I don't know how much more work he's going to get.
Someone close to you said one more.
Go on.
No, it's that Tropic Thunder quote. Someone said they were close to me.
Someone close to you said one more flap and it's over.
Sorry, I jumped a few. I'm sorry.
Very funny.
That's good. That's good.
All right, is anyone going to throw anything in?
I just like, 2.8.
Oh, you're going down. My goodness, it gets worse for you.
I'm glad I got to talk about it with you guys and watch it with you. It was nice.
Yeah, way to ruin Marcus's day.
Hang out.
Marcus, you're going up to a like. You're on 5.5.
I can't. I honestly can't. I think 5.5 is too high. I'm probably going to give it a 4.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's everyone holding their breath.
We're not even going to bother. Throw in the power.
Nothing from you.
Yeah. No, I'm staying at 5.5. I don't know how I feel. I love Jack Black. I hate Jason Momoa.
That's fine.
And like, I didn't hate
Momoa. How about Melissa?
What?
Melissa sounds terrible.
I just realized how that sounds. Yeah.
Yucky.
Yeah. What if this is all silence? Just for this point, they wonder what we cut.
Are you
You'll never know.
Of that?
Throw in the power.
Tom's very sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I don't think he is.
No. Hey, thanks for listening. This is Throwing the Power. We talked about a Minecraft movie.
Oh, yeah.
And
my name's Tom.
My name's Marcus.
My name's Frank.
Glad we got there.
Please send us a Gmail on Instagram.
Chicken Jockey! A little bit early, but that's cool. Throwing the power.